This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The military has announced it is going to reconsider regulations it made on which hairstyles are allowed among military personnel. There was a lot of criticism of these new regulations, especially from female African-American soldiers and from the Congressional Black Caucus. Both called the changes discriminatory. Karen Grigsby Bates from NPR's Code Switch team joins us from NPR West to discuss these developments. Karen, welcome back.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Well, and take us right back, because you were on the show before you talked about this, but remind us what the criticism was about these regulations and what they would do.
Well, when we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, the new revisions, the new grooming regulations were called Army Regulation 671. And it was an update of some existing regulations. And the thing that got everybody aroused was a edict that said that women were no longer allowed to wear, or they were going to clamp down on women who were wearing certain kinds of hairstyles. The hairstyles that they pointed out, there's no dreadlocks, no cornrows bigger than a quarter of an inch, no braids bigger than a quarter of an inch. Hair still had to be worn above the shoulder or pulled back in a bun. African-American women said, hello, our hair doesn't grow that way. This has become increasingly hard. And the message they thought it was sending them was, we want you to serve, but we want you to serve and take our aesthetic into account and look like us. And they perceived it as a cultural slap in the face, a sort of message that said, only one look, which happens to be long straight hair or short straight hair, is acceptable. As you know, a number of African-American women have decided over the past couple of decades to forego straightening their right. hair to look like what they see as themselves.
And yesterday at a Pentagon press briefing, the press secretary, Rear Admiral John Kirby, said that the defense secretary, Chuck Hagel, is working to make adjustments to the policy. Let's listen.
Secretary Hagel sent a letter to the Hill to us today directing the Deputy Secretary of Defense to work with the service secretaries and military chiefs to review their respective policies to address the issues raised by members of Congress about grooming standards, particularly for African-American females.
To review their policies, Karen, so what exactly is the Pentagon doing here?
They're doing two things. They are reviewing and changing the language that offended so many. It referred to natural hair in some ways as unkempt and not neat, and that was deemed racially offensive. So that language will be changed within 30 days. Within 90 days, a panel the members aren't named, but they are a panel of Army personnel, including African-American women, will send recommendations to Secretary Hagel about possible revisions for the grooming code that would acknowledge that, yes, natural hair exists. It's okay to have natural hair. It can be neat and conservative and in compliance with Army regulations.
And is that good enough for the Congressional Black Caucus, which, as we mentioned, had spoken out against these regulations?
Yeah, the chair of the caucus, Marsha Fudge, has said that she really appreciated Secretary Hagel's response. She thought it was thoughtful. She believed he'll make a careful review of the issues. And she feels that he did not do this, or the Army didn't do this, as a matter of racial insensitivity, but sort of, she didn't say this, these are my words, not hers, kind of cultural cluelessness. And they figure that needs to be fixed.
Karen Grigsby Bates from NPR's Code Switch team joining us today from NPR West. Karen, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
And please let us know your thoughts on this. You can go to hereandnow.org and leave a comment. This is Here and Now.